Älskar du den här podden? Stötta den genom IKAs nya supporterfunktion. Det är helt upp till dig hur mycket du vill bidra med och det finns ingen bindningstid. Klicka på länken i poddbeskrivningen för att visa din uppskattning och stötta podden.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hej och välkomna tillbaka till Crime-podden. Innan avsnittet börjar vill jag bara meddela att innehållet i följande avsnitt är baserat på information från nätet och vissa detaljer kan vara annorlunda och obekräftade. Jag vill även passa på att varna känsliga lyssnare för våldsamt och grafiskt innehåll. Välkommen till Crime-podden med mig, Jane Doe. Hej allihopa och välkomna tillbaka till ett nytt 911-samtalsavsnitt. Likt förra avsnittet så har jag inte valt ut något särskilt tema, utan vi kommer föra några samtal med intressanta bakgrundshistorier och jag tycker att vi sätter igång direkt. Detta är 911-samtal, del 11.
Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
She's got a taser. Please hurry.
I've been kidnapped and I've been missing for 10 years and I'm here, I'm free now.
So good. He's gonna jump in front of the car and stop Ryan. Stop!
Wait, hurry up! He's killing my girlfriend! He ripped her face off!
Stop! Stop! Stop!
She's dead!
Stop, Ryan! You're gonna get hurt, please!
Oh shit, I woke him up.
James, just look at me. Just James, just turn around.
Vi inleder detta avsnitt med ett larmsamtal från Leicester i England. Det var den 27 mars 2016 som den då 28-årige Emma Wayne Magson och hennes pojkvän James Knight bråkade i en taxi på väg hem från en utekväll. Taxichauffören fick släppa av paret eftersom bråket eskalerade och när Emma och James kom hem till Emma så slutade paret inte bråka. Emma, som hade ett våldsamt förflutet, tidigare dömd för misshandel och krossat glas i en tjejs ansikte, trappade upp bråket med något som hon var van vid, våld. Emma tog en köttkniv och högg James ett flertal gånger i bröstet, vilket punkterade hans ena lunga och en artär sprack. Efteråt ringde Emma 999 och samtalet skulle visa sig vara långt ifrån sann.
Ambulance, tell me exactly what's happened.
I don't know, my boyfriend's here and he's making weird noises. I don't know what's going on.
Right, what was he doing to me?
I don't know, he's got a lot of blood in him. James, look at me please. James, just look at me. James, just turn round, please. I don't know if he's playing around or he's got some up with him. James, turn round. James, I've got the ambulance on the phone. Please, just turn around so I know what's up with you. James? But listen, the ambulance is on the phone, so can you please turn around or let me know what's going on? Please, turn around. He's not doing... Now he's stopped making noises. I don't know. No, he's doing fine. He's just come home. He's come home to me.
Yeah.
I've been out all night. And then he's come home to me and then he's just collapsed on my floor. And then now it was fine about up till 5 minutes ago and it's just started making noises. Now we stopped and now I'm on the phone to you.
And is he awake and breathing? And
yeah, he's breathing.
Okay.
No, he's breathing fine. It's like he's asleep, but I don't know why he's making the noises. I don't know if he's doing it for my sake or for what. But James?
Yeah.
dream?
What?
No, it's just like I was asleep.
Right, and so do you want an ambulance to come and take him to the hospital?
I don't know. I don't know if there's some other room or he's just playing me about. But now I'm on the phone too, he's just shut up.
Right.
What should I do?
I can't tell you. I'm not there. Then I don't know what you want me to do. The only thing I can do is just send an ambulance to come and take him to the hospital if that's what he wants.
Yeah, do that, please.
Right, okay. So, just bear with me then.
James, an ambulance is coming, okay? Well, he's breathing that normal, but an ambulance is coming, okay?
What's your address?
21 Street.
What's your postcode?
LA3.
Yep.
9GU.
GU, yeah?
Yeah.
You say Sylvan Street, yeah?
Yeah, Sylvan. Yeah.
How old is he?
26, 27. Born in 1999. James.
Is his eyes open at all? Is he awake?
Well, to be honest, it looks like he's sleeping, but it ain't how he normally sleeps because I live with him, so it ain't how he normally sleeps, that makes sense.
Right.
It looks like he's had a fight with someone.
Okay.
James, I think he's ignoring me on purpose if I'm honest with you.
Right, okay.
Sake. James, police are on the way. He's just breathing.
Right.
You can hear the police are on the way. No. Ignore me.
Okay. What's his date of birth? Do you know it?
Yeah, we do. The 31st.
Yeah.
The 12th.
Yeah.
1989.
All right. Well, we'll get someone sent over to him. It's been arranged. I mean, it might take a while, so I do apologise. It's bank holiday weekend and we're getting absolutely...
No, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
I mean, if you can, just keep doing...
Well, it looks like he's just asleep, but you know what? It's a bit worrying because normally he gets up and gets in bed.
Yeah. Has he been out drinking all night?
Yeah, but I'm a bit honest, I think he took some drugs.
Right, okay.
I don't know, though.
How's he lay at the minute? Is he on his front, back, side? How is he lying?
He's on his front at the minute. He's on his front, the head's on the front, and his hands are on the front, so what do I do?
Well, I mean, we do try and say get him on his side, because if he's on his front, that's going to... I don't know, I'm just... Yeah, I don't want to leave him on his front, because it's not good to be lying on his front. He can't breathe properly.
It seems peaceful on his front, but at the same time, he don't. But I don't know.
Can you get him on his side? If you try and move him, will he respond to you at all?
I better call when I'm off the phone, yeah.
Right, try and put him on his side. Alright,
yeah.
If he does wake up, just reassure him.
Do you know what, I just think he's too smashed, that's what I think.
Yeah, well that's why...
But I need to go on the safe side, like, it's my boyfriend's phone.
Oh yeah, I mean, like I say, if he has, try and get him on his side, because if he vomits, he'll choke on it, lying on his front.
Okay then.
And that's bad.
Person there, that's what I think he's on. If anything, he's took coke, because I know him.
Right, but, yeah, I mean, try and get him on his side for me.
All right,
no matter what, don't give him anything to eat or drink, because if he has taken anything else, it can react to it, yeah?
All right, then.
You have any problems or his breathing changes or anything like that, make sure everything is straight away, yeah?
Okay, then, thank you.
All right, no worries, thank you.
All right, thank you, bye.
James Knight avled av sina skador. I rättegången förnekade Emma att hon mördat James och hävdade att det var självförsvar. Men hon skulle senare dömas för mordet i slutet av 2016. Emma Jane Magson dömdes till livstidsfängelse med en minimitid på 17 år. Men 4 år senare, januari 2020, beordrade hovrätten en ny rättegång. Detta efter att ha hört nya psykiatriska bevis som inte var tillgängliga vid Emmas första rättegång. Men det skulle inte tjäna något, utan domen faststod vid livstidsfängelse.
I've been shot in my shin, my skin has been ripped off, and I'm losing feeling in my shin.
Så Samtal nummer två ägde rum den 26 augusti 2018 i Florida. 24-årige David Katz deltog i en Madden-turnering, något som han tidigare vunnit föregående år. David såg som en av de bästa gamersen i turneringen, men flera av hans konkurrenter såg honom som oåtkomlig. Det var svårt att starta en konversation med David då han ständigt höll sig för sig själv. I flera år hade David lidit av psykisk ohälsa. Efter sina föräldrars skilsmässa diagnostiserades David med dystemi, en lättare form av depression som varar under en längre tid. David isolerade sig allt mer från omvärlden, kunde gå flera dagar utan att duscha, vägrade gå till skolan och utsattes för våld i hemmet. När dagen för turneringen kom skulle Davids ilska över att han förlorat skapa rubriker i hela USA. Efter förlusten sa David att han skulle kort gå iväg. När han kom tillbaka öppnade han eld. Skotten dödade två personer, skadade ett flertal och senare vände han pistolen mot sig själv.
Fire rescue, what's the address of the emergency?
I have no idea. I'm a
fire rescue, this is going to be the signal 18 at CXX on Water Street. CXX on Water Street, 550 Water Street, he's in the parking lot.
Alright, let's walk for now.
Sir, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. I need someone to hurry up, I'm losing feeling in my leg.
I have a patient at the CSX building on the line right now.
Where are you hurt, sir?
Hello, I'm under the CSX building.
Where are you hurt on your body, sir?
On my shin.
On your shin?
Yes. I've been shot in my shin, my skin has been ripped off, and I'm losing feeling in my shin.
Alright, I'm sending some help to you, okay? I need you to stay on the line with me.
I need you to hurry up, please.
Sir, listen. I need you to take a deep breath, okay? Talking to me will not delay your help.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm calm.
Okay. Just stay on the line with me, okay? Can you tell me your phone number? What are you wearing?
I'm an all black t-shirt and pants.
Stay on the line, okay? I'm sending some help to you, okay?
I'm under a tree. I'm just sitting here by myself. Under the
I have
building.
Just keep talking to me. I have help on the way to you.
I'm where the employee parking is.
Just keep talking to me, okay?
What'd you say?
Just keep talking to me, okay?
I'm not dying. I'm just really hurt right now.
I understand. I just want to make sure that they get to you.
The ambulance truck. It's driving in my direction right now, but it's passing me.
Letter 4, understand it's in front of the he's in front of the CSX building.
Ma'am, are they in my location by any chance?
Yes, they are. They are in your area. If you're facing the CSX building from the street, can you tell me if you're on the left or right side of the building?
The ambulance is on the right. They're pulling into me right now, the fire department.
The ambulance is on the right side of you?
They're here. Thank you.
They found you? Okay.
Wait, next to
the emergency. All right, go ahead and stick with rescue, okay?
Yeah, I see the rescue passing by. They're probably going to get more people. But this guy right here is at the 550. He's not by the other stuff that's happening. I just want to make sure we go to the right spot for this guy.
Okay, that's a different patient?
Yeah, so, well, all right. But there's too many people yelling.
He's at 550 Water Street.
Yeah, 550 Water Street. Yeah, he was shot, and I have him inside of the building for safety.
What building is he in? What's the name of the building?
It says, it's actually the Water Street. It says Water 550.
Water 550? Okay.
Yeah,
you know
it's
where
in
he
the
shot
box. He was shot at the landing, and I saw a lot more ambulances and stuff going that way.
No, this patient, he said he's hiding.
So, but they're going past
building.
Him.
So he's inside of building Water 550?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's not in the landing.
Yeah, right, that's what I'm saying. There's two different, I just don't want them to forget him because they're all going that way with the other people.
Where on his body is he shot?
He shot dead in the head and it went through.
Okay. It went through where?
Went from one cheek out the other cheek.
Okay. What's the phone number you calling from? What's the phone number you calling from? Okay. Somebody sent that because that's something different. Okay, and how old is he?
I would say.
Make sure you stay inside of the building, okay? Just
yeah, okay. Stand. What's that?
Is he breathing?
He's breathing, but I'm pretty sure in a minute it's not going to go good for him.
Yeah, they're coming. Is the person who did this still nearby?
No, I don't know who did anything. I just know we got...
Okay.
Yeah. He's not bleeding out or anything right now? So I would leave him alone because he's not bleeding out.
Okay. Yeah. Is there any serious bleeding?
No, but it's through. Like, it's going to be it's straight up through. Like, it's straight up.
They're coming. Is he completely alert?
He's alert right now, yeah.
Okay.
He's all right right now. Right? Yes, so someone coming. I made sure they know.
Tell them.
I made sure that they know to come here, not over there for you.
I let them know.
You know what I'm saying?
Sir, listen. I let them know that you're not at Atlanta. You're building Water 550. Okay, so that's where they're coming to you guys. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So I want to stay on the line with you guys. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, do we got a clean towel? Yeah, let's see if we got a clean towel.
You guys need to control that bleeding. And where are you guys inside of that building?
We're the bottom floor inside, on the bottom floor sitting in.
Okay, we have one of our units that's coming to you guys now.
Yeah. I just want to make sure
Hold on.
What is he doing, sir?
Okay, we got them here, so I think we're good.
Yeah, go ahead and
sit
with them, okay?
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
På plats fann man David avliden tillsammans med två andra män. 22-årige Elijah Clayton. David och Elijah hade haft ett agg mot varandra efter att Elijah kallat David för socialt klumpig. Och det växte en ilska inom David. Och det andra offret var 27-årige Taylor Robertson. 11 andra träffades av skotten men behandlades för lindrigare skador. Motivet för skjutningen, som numera kallas Jacksonville Landing Shooting, har polisen ännu inte avslöjat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is she breathing?
No, I don't think so.
Det tredje samtalet ägde rum den 16 september 2016 när Todd Kendhammer och hans 46-årige fru Barbara var på väg till hennes jobb morgonen den 16 september. Eller det var det man i alla fall trodde. När Barbaras kollegor försökte nå henne på morgonen efter att hon varit några minuter sen, som var väldigt ovanligt, blev de genast oroliga. På morgonen fångade övervakningskameror Todds och Barbaras bil på motorvägen, men åt helt fel riktning från Barbaras jobb. Todd hävdade att de var på väg ut från stan för att reparera en glasruta, men detta skulle senare visa sig inte stämma. En stund senare ringde Todd till larmcentralen efter att han och Barbara varit med om en olycka där ett rör tagit sig igenom rutan och träffat Barbara. Så illa att hon slutat andas.
Hello. Hi, this is the 911 center. You called me. I've got
you help now?
Yes, hang on. I've got police and ambulance. First responders headed to Emmonsburg and Cooley. I need you to tell me what happened. Slow down. Did the car work?
Need help.
Okay. And so your wife is injured?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And there was a car accident?
Yes, a pipe or something came through the windshield. A pipe did.
Pipe? Okay. All right. And I'm going to connect you to medical information, sir. What's your first name?
Todd.
Todd, okay. And they're going to help you help her until somebody gets there, okay?
Hurry up.
And then you're going to hear a dial tone in the phone ring. Just stay on the phone. Let me talk first when they pick up, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
America
3-1.
Hi, this is Lisa 911. I've got Todd on the line referenced that accident at Bergen Pool in County M.
Yes.
He said a pipe or something came through the windshield and hit his wife. His callback number is the number on the header, 608-790-2360. So he needs some help with it. Go ahead.
Okay, what can I do? Tell me exactly what happened. She got her and she's hitting the head and in the throat, I think, in the throat or something. She's got blood coming out of her nose and mouth and coming for her, big and blue.
How old is she?
46.
Is she awake?
No, I can't get her to her. She talked at first a little bit.
Okay, is she breathing?
No, I don't think so. No.
All right, sir. We do have help on the way. Stay on the line.
Hold on.
You're in. I want you to stay right where you're at, sir.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to try to do something with this.
Yep, we're going to...
I'm going to put the phone down.
I'm going to... Can you get her out of the vehicle, sir?
I got her out.
Okay, I want you to lay her flat on the ground.
I got her flat. I'm okay to stay, but I don't know what to do with it.
Okay, listen carefully. I'm going to tell you how to do chest compressions. Place the heel of your hand on her breastbone. Right between her nipples.
I know how to do that.
The other hand is top.
I know how to do that.
Pump the chest hard and fast.
He's got blood coming out of his mouth.
That's okay. go ahead and pump it twice per second and 2 inches deep, okay?
Okay.
Pump all the way between the pumps.
I'll come back in a minute.
Okay, keep going, sir.
She's got blood bubbling out of her mouth, Dad.
That's okay. We're going to keep pumping the chest hard and fast, okay?
Pass out. I'm
sorry, you're doing great. You're doing just fine. Keep pumping the chest hard and fast, 2 inches deep. Keep going, sir. You're doing great.
How far out are they?
One. They're coming as fast as they can, sir.
I know, but how fast are they?
They're coming.
I know, but I can't stay here much longer like this.
Yes, you can. You're doing a great job. You're doing what you can right now for her.
She's breathing out her ear, too.
Okay.
I hit her hard when she whipped around.
Okay. That's okay. We're not hurting her at all right now.
Here comes somebody. It's funny. I don't know who he is.
Okay. Keep going. Okay. Keep going, sir.
I am. Yeah, I'm coming. I am. They're coming. They're coming.
You're doing great, sir. Keep going.
Okay, I gotta hang up. Here they come.
Stay on the phone until they get right next to her. Okay, keep doing CPR. You're doing great, sir. You're doing great. Just keep on going until they get right up next to her and they'll take over.
I'm on the side of the fire. I have to show them where I am. You have to show them.
They'll find you, sir. You're doing great.
Okay, they're here. I see them.
Okay, make sure they come right up next to her.
I got them. I can't. I got to get them.
Okay. We want to continue with the CPR for her.
Stand by me. Stand by me. Call them and tell them to come back. They went past me.
Okay.
Come on, bring them, Chloe. That's them. Come on.
Fuck me.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we got them turned around. Keep going. Keep
come
going.
Come on, get them back here. Get them back here. Get them back here, huh?
Yep, they're coming.
I don't see them. Which
side of Brigham Cooley are you on, Todd?
There's only one Brigham Cooley.
No, which side of the road?
You don't see my car. Try to turn around. Holy fuck, are you hurrying?
They're coming, Todd. Keep on going. The best thing we can do for her right now is to continue with that CPR.
You got her. Hurry up. Turn around. You're gonna be okay, Barb.
First responders are on scene. I know that.
All right, sounds great. Thank
okay.
you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Come on, come on. I gotta hurry up. She's pretty hard and not bad. I got her.
I'm on the road.
Come on,
man.
En mordutredning mot Todd drog igång efter Barbara dödsförklarats. Omständigheterna kring fallet fick utredarna att vilja titta närmare på Todd. Man fann att han hade flera rivsår på halsen och bröstet. Och efter obduktionen på Barbara kunde man hitta Todds DNA under Barbaras naglar som dessutom var brutna. Todd kunde inte heller förklara rättegången varför han och Barbara körde iväg när hon egentligen skulle vara på jobbet. Och varför Todd hade arbetspass inbokade till helgen om de nu skulle på semester. När Todds lögner avslöjades skyllde han direkt ifrån sig. Men i mars 2017 fann man Todd Kendhammer skyldig för mordet på sin fru Barbara och dömdes till livstidsfängelse med möjlighet till frigivning om 30 år. Den 6 december 2020 var 51-årige José Limus Maldonado ute på en mexikansk restaurang med sin flickvän, 43-årige Janice Ross i Marietta, Georgia. José var en immigrant från Honduras som inte hade fått rätt på sitt uppehållstillstånd. Hans förhållande med Janice var inte helt tydligt, vilket förbryllade José. Vid lunchtid den 6 december tog José fram ett skjutvapen och avlossade ett skott mot Janice. Skottet träffade henne i halsen och hon avled på plats. José flydde från platsen och då ringde ett vittne in till larmcentralen.
What's the address here?
552
Cobb Parkway. All right, stay on the line.
Okay.
All right, is it going to be north or south?
I don't know. Somebody, what's the address? If I, north or south?
I believe it's going to be, you said it's the El Ranchero, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, what is your name?
Yes. I'm on the phone.
I know you're overwhelmed.
Oh,
can
my
you
God.
Press for me? What is your name?
I don't know where he went. No.
Okay, ma'am, I need you to listen to me, okay? Ma'am.
Yes.
I need to know exactly.
My name is okay.
I need to know exactly what happened.
They were arguing and
somebody shot. Has somebody been shot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you with that person now?
Somebody else is over there with. We were sitting there and I was the only one that we saw it.
Okay. All right. Take a deep breath for me, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting help started.
Oh my God.
You're doing a great job. Where were they shot?
I guess in the neck or the stomach. Like,
and you said it was a female, right?
Yes, it was a female.
Okay, where is she currently located?
She's sitting in the booth.
Okay.
In the restaurant. She's sitting in the booth.
Okay. All right. Stay on the line with me. You're doing a great job.
What the? Did y'all want the booth?
She's dead.
Oh, God.
You're doing a great job. Are you next to her?
No, apparently she's deceased.
You believe that she's deceased at this time?
I believe so.
All right. We should have units pulling up now. You're doing a great job. Just take a deep breath for me, okay?
Yeah, there's the police right there.
Are the police pulling in
okay,
with you?
Okay, the police is here.
Okay, all right, let them take over. Take her to the patient, okay?
Okay, you got an ambulance coming?
Yes, ma'am, they're on their way as well.
Okay.
TV was just around the corner, so they've made it there faster.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, 911, what's the location?
Hello, yeah, somebody shot somebody here in the Ranchero Mexican restaurant.
I'm sorry?
Huh?
I'm sorry? What's going on?
Somebody choked somebody here, one customer.
Somebody choked somebody?
Yeah, we need the ambulance.
Okay, what is the, what's the address?
It's a 562 Cobb Parkway South. It's El Ranchero, Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
All right, and what? Somebody, huh?
Okay, they're choking?
Or somebody choked somebody with a gun. It's an emergency.
Okay, what is your name?
Jube. She's very bad right now.
Okay, and you said that they choked him?
Somebody shot.
Somebody gun. Shot her?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And he ran around. He's outside. He left.
Okay.
The lady is here.
Okay. What is the suspect? What did the person look like?
I don't know. They come together, but maybe they have problems and somebody he shoot her and left. I don't know.
Okay,
she's here. Huh?
Where? Okay. Okay.
We need an ambulance.
Okay, we have an ambulance. We have officers coming. Okay, where is the person that shot him?
He's on a boat. On the boat.
He's on the bus.
Oh, this is a restaurant. She's there in the boat.
Okay, I know. Yes, sir, but listen, the person
they
that go. Shot her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. The police is here. The police is here. Okay.
Polisen fann José på en buss som han gömde sig väl i. Det var en polishund som lyckades fånga honom, vilket gjorde att han till slut greps. José åtalades för anklagelser om uppsåtligt mord, grovt mord, grov misshandel och innehav av ett skjutvapen under begåvningen av ett grovt brott. Han sitter för närvarande i Cobb-fängelset i Georgia där han suttit fängslad utan bindning sedan han greps. Och det här var allt för dagens avsnitt. Nästa gång vi hörs blir det ännu ett fall som någon av er lyssnare skickat in. Och som vanligt, har ni tips på några fall som ni gärna vill att jag tar upp, så får ni gärna mejla mig på crimepodden@gmail.com. Jag hoppas att ni lyssnar även nästa gång. Tack, och jag hoppas att ni tyckte om dagens avsnitt. Detta var 911-samtal, del 11.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.